once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus around the world, at a distance and yet close in the Spirit, because there is no distance between that which is real, that which is eternal, that which is led by the Spirit of God. Because God knows where you're at, God knows what you need, God knows everything about you and I, and knows the things that we struggle with, knows the questions that we have in our hearts, knows excuse me, the challenges that we face. And you know, many of the challenges we face are even there by God's design, because they're part of the process of us becoming who God intended us to be. You know, we have to go through some things to become that which God intends for us. Not that the experiences themselves are what make us, but more than that, it's that which we go through and that which we face causes us to realize what is real, what is important, what actually should be a priority in life, and what shouldn't. You know, I think the things that I thought were priorities when I was 15 are very different than the things that I thought were priorities when I was 25. And those are different than what I think now. So, life has a way of, especially as you go through some experiences of life, has a way of revealing what's really important. So what is important? Well, fear the Lord, keep His commandments. This is the whole duty of man. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Yeah. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Yeah. Those are important things. What's not important? Well, much of what the world says is important is not important. Prominence, power, position, pleasure, being a mover and shaker in the world, those things, by an eternal standpoint, really aren't important. If you think they are, well, just ask what happened to those guys that were movers and shakers 200 years ago. You know, where are they now? Yeah, they're not here. They're not here anymore, and you are. And this is your window in the earth to become what you desire in your heart to be for all eternity. This is your window in the earth for the real you to be revealed. Because God allows you to choose. You know, even as we make choice and we make decision, God allows you to choose. And the eternal consequence of your choices are there. That's where God always says to choose life. That's where God always encourages us to choose His will. His kingdom come. His will be done. You know, that's our desire. That's our hope. That is the future that God intends for us, is in His will. See, if you do your own thing, and you have everything in your created being allows you to do your own thing if you want to. If you do your own thing, the issue that you'll face is that you get the consequence of doing your own thing. And there's a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. So doing your own thing can kill you. I'm not trying to scare you, but I'm just trying to tell you that, you know, if you do your own thing apart from God, apart from life, apart from truth, apart from Him, stuff will die. Dreams will die. Hopes will die. God's intention for you will die. Something else will be there, but it won't be Him. And there's that point of regret that comes for so many people when they wake up one day and they realize, you know, gosh, you know, I missed it. I missed what God intended for me. I didn't trust Him enough. I didn't trust Him to do what He said He was going to do, to carry me through. You know, the way that God so often in Scriptures does things is He makes a promise and then He tests the people with that promise. So He'll make them a promise and then He'll see, do you really believe me? Isn't that interesting? Because, you know, God will, you know, in some ways, sometimes, I mean, I've seen that in my own life. And it feels a bit like a setup. Because you just like, you know, all right, God speaks something to you, makes a promise about something, and then everything seemingly that could go against that promise being fulfilled is what you end up seeming to experience as time goes forward. And you're just like, okay, so God made you a promise about this, and it seems like everything to the contrary is what's happening in your life. That was the case for the children of Israel. You know, God intended for them to have a certain existence, but they didn't believe it. And the first sign of a challenge, they were grumbling against God. The first sign when they went into the promised land, or they were trying to go into the promised land, the first round, and Joshua and Caleb and the 10 spies went, searched out the place. The 10 came back with an evil report. Joshua and Caleb came back with a good report. The people believed the evil report, which said basically that, look, we're like grasshoppers to these guys. They're giants in the land. There's no way that we could ever beat these guys. Contrary to what God had told them, what God's promise was. And what happened? Well, all right, so they didn't. What ended up happening was that promise went to the next generation. And Joshua and Caleb that led them in, that believed what God said. And what with their heart they believed, and that was manifest. See, you know, God can always distinguish, can always differentiate between those that believe His word and trust Him and those that do not. God can make that separation. He wiped out an entire generation. Basically, He's let them wander around in the desert for 40 years until all of the ones that didn't believe His promise died off. And a new generation was born. A generation that would trust Him. A generation that would rise up into the challenge that God intended for them. A generation that wouldn't sell out to the lie and the deception and that which was doubting the promise of God. And He gave the promised land to that generation. He gave the promised land to those that would receive it, to those that would believe it, to those that were worthy of the inheritance. See, it's by faith that you come into the inheritance God has for you. It's by faith. It's not by works. You know why? Because even when those children of Israel, the first, that prior generation that didn't believe God, went after the spies' report, that generation, they still then, when they realized the consequence of their action, they tried to go into the land. They tried to do it then by their own strength. They said, no, 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 we've sinned. We're going to go try to do it now. And what did God say? Don't go. I'm not going with you. And they tried to. They tried to go in. They tried to force it. They tried to make it happen. They just got the snot kicked out of them. Lost a lot of men. And realized that unless God goes with them, they could never do it. So that was a realization. That was a wake-up call. And they basically spent that next 40 years wandering around that desert, taking the long way to fulfill the promise of God because they didn't believe Him in in the start. See, that's why, for you young people out there that listen in, start life well. Start life at the foot of the cross. Start life in Jesus' name, and start life with Him. Don't try to do it in yourself. Don't try to let Hollywood dictate, or Bollywood dictate, or whatever, Hollywood, Nollywood, whichever part of the world you're in. Don't let those places dictate, here's what life's supposed to be, here's who you're supposed to be, and here's what you're supposed to do. No. No. Let the Spirit of God, let the Word of God show you the way. And when you've seen that revelation of who God is and who you're supposed to be with Him, live that out. Walk that out. Trust Him. See, abundant life is in Him. You know, there is a division between light and dark, between the people of truth and the people of the lie. You know, I know that when one of us, when one of the children of light crosses the path of one of the children of the darkness, you know, they don't like you. They don't like us. There's a reason. Because the very light of God shines through our souls and reveals to them that they're not right with Him. And, you know, you may have not done anything wrong to them. You just show up, you just smile, you just, you know, you buy them a cup of coffee, you try to be nice to them, but for some reason they don't like you. You know, for some reason you just get under their skin. For some reason it's just something about you that they just don't like it. And unless you're going to be like them, if that's not going to happen, they would rather die. They'd rather you die, sorry. They'd rather get rid of you. They'd rather you not be part of the picture. Because John 3, the latter part, after we go through that, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent His Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that the world through Christ Jesus might be saved. But this is the verdict. Keep reading in John chapter 3. That men loved darkness more than the light because their deeds were evil. See, there are those that love the darkness because their heart and their deeds are wicked and evil. And they would rather not come into the light. They would rather the light not be exposed on who they are and what they do. Because for them, what's more important is their allegiance and feeding their flesh, feeding the world system, climbing up that hierarchy, becoming something. You know, you got to be willing to check out of all of that. You got to be willing to let it all go. You can't be part of the world system and at the same time your heart be aligned with Christ. If God has for you to do something there as a mission, if He sends you in for a reason, for something, sure. But by and large, it's on His timing, His will, and it's pretty rare. Because, you know, that's a separate kingdom. And that kingdom's at enmity with God. And it's very, very rare that His people would ever have a place there and be accepted. No. You know, that if they are there, they're being shot at. They're being set up. They're being sabotaged. They're being used. They're being abused. They're being siphoned off. Oh, that's another one. That's one too. Hey, you got to be aware of this one. If you're a child of light, because there's life and energy and truth and the Spirit of God flows through you, they will try to put you into a position where they can drain the life out of you, where they can suck the life out of you. They want to do that. And they will give you a position, give you a good salary, give you a good spot, so that that can happen, so that that can take place, and so that you would willingly allow yourself to be put into that place where the very life force of God in you would be drained by them. And you know what? They need you. They need you to be there because they have no life in themselves. And no matter what they say, you wait till the time comes that God sets you free from all of that, or you just step out because He's given you the free will to do that, and you see how they react. Nope, they don't want you to leave either. They hate you being there, but then they don't want you to go. Isn't that ironic? Now, the world will seek to rob, steal, kill, and destroy that which is inside the child of God. But the Spirit of God desires that you would be free. The Spirit of God desires that you would have life and that you would have it more abundantly. So in this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, for He has overcome the world. And we overcome the world through Him. So in the midst of all that you face, is to trust. In the midst of all that you face, the desire is to live free. In the midst of the struggles that you face and the challenges of this life, look up. Pick up your head. Put your shoulders back. Don't have pride or ego, but die to this world and live in Christ Jesus, and the truth will set you free. And with that, hey, love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We love to hear from you. New people writing in all the time. It's great to hear from you. And you can also drop us a message on our Facebook. So that's out there too. Just search us on the Facebook. It's just Faith Mix. You'll see us. And hey, you know, we love you guys and we appreciate you. And just keep on keeping on. And you know what? Don't worry, because Jesus also said, don't be anxious about anything, but in all things with prayer and supplication, make your requests known unto God. And the peace that passes all understanding will guard your heart as you trust Him. And go forward in that trust. All right, hey, love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.